After caste-based violence rocked Bhima Koregaon in Pune district yesterday, the leader of the opposition, Mallikarjun Kharge, stalled parliament proceedings in the Lok Sabha today and stated that the RSS and the Hindutva outwits were trying to drive a wedge through the Marathas and the Dalits of the state. The leader of the opposition and other opposition members also questioned Prime Minister Narendra Modi's deafening silence on the issue.
Speaking exclusively to Cricket Next in Cape Town, Indian wicketkeeper Ridhiman Saha believes the batting lineup is not at all worried about the pace battery of the South Africans. Saha further noted that if the Proteas have the likes of Kagiso Rabada, Morne Mokkel or Dale Steyn in their ranks, India have the likes of Umesh Yadav, Mohammad Shami, who are equally capable of bowling fast. The confident Saha also added that to win a test match, the most important thing will be picking up 20 wickets and dismissing the opposition in time. Saha, who believes India's success at home was due to the hard work put in all season, acknowledges that India will be a better team after the South African tour. The new year has begun for Karan Johar's Dharma Productions with new hopes and new blockbusters in making. Starring Alia Bhatt and Ranbir Kapoor, Brahmastra is Karan Johar's ambitious project, which is to be directed by Ayan Mukherjee. The director and the two actors are currently in Israel for the preparations and the shooting will begin in February. Brahmastra will be Ranbir and Ayan's third collaboration after Wake Up Sid and Ye Jawani Hai Diwani. The film also marks the debut pairing of Ranbir and Alia. The film is expected to be made as a trilogy, the first part of which is expected to release in 2019. The United States today urged Iran to stop blocking online social media and advised its citizens to set up virtual private networks or VPNs to circumvent censorship. Steve Goldstein, the State Department's Undersecretary for Public Diplomacy, denounced Iran's attempt to restrict net access and urged Iranians to find a way to log in.